Welcome back to, yeah, that's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing! And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing! Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing!
Go loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for the crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Oh, that was good. That was good stuff and I didn't hit record.
Fuck. Do you want to say it again?
Can you recreate it?
We're talking about a tall NBA player.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Victor Wanyama.
Wanyama. Where's he from?
France.
Is he fuck?
I think he's French, isn't he?
A tall Frenchman. I don't believe it. Untrue.
He is. Yeah, France.
Francais.
Do you know what height he is?
Did you say 7 foot four?
2.24 meters.
Give it to me in feet. I'm about 1.5 meters, I think. So he's probably like twice the size of me.
7 foot four.
Jesus.
I mean,
Victor Wembanyama.
Wembanyama, that's the one. He's taller than Donald Trump.
Jesus Christ.
I'm only saying that. That's not even like just a graph, like a height graph with like Tom Cruise. Danny DeVito was 4'10".
Yeah, he's very small.
And then he's actually 7'5", according to this. And Donald Trump is 6'3".
Yeah, he's a big man, yeah.
You know, looking at the TV, he looks quite small.
It is true.
The television can be quite, you know, deceiving. Okay. We do the bonus then.
Let's get into it.
That's bonus. This comes in from Titty Brawler.
Legend.
Titty Brawler.
Hmm. Regular contributor to the bonus.
I know Titty Brawler, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you?
Well, lads, first things first. Absolutely loved the moon conspiracy theories. Without a shadow of a doubt, the best episodes so far. You should take a deep dive into the John McAfee case or Hitler's suicide and if he made it out alive or not.
He's living in Argentina.
Just a quick question, though. Let's say you really needed to drive a person you love to the hospital. But you only have 20 minutes to get there, otherwise they die. The drive's only 10 minutes, so plenty of time. Are you connecting to the Bluetooth or not? Or if someone you loved went missing and you spent all day searching for them with the guards, the whole lot, that night, when you get into bed, are you hopping on TikTok or Instagram to scroll for a bit?
Scroll for what?
For a bit.
Scroll for a bit. Ah, I love it. So first of all, you've got 20 minutes to get to the hospital. I'm assuming they're seriously ill. The drive's only 10 minutes, but like, would you put on the Bluetooth
to listen to music? Like,
yeah,
I think you'd want to be a fucking serial killer to do that.
Yeah,
I'd want to sit in complete silence now with your thoughts and your adrenaline. Listen to fucking Clash Machine.
The way he says you really need to drive a person you love to the hospital. They only have 20 minutes to get there, otherwise they die. The drive's only 10 minutes, so you've got plenty of time. Like, it's like, that's grand. She's like,
yeah, relax.
10 minutes, you're for fuck's sake.
Plenty of time, Jesus. No, because you got to think about parking and everything. Then
you're
sticking on the Bluetooth and then you're fiddling around. Like, hang on, it's not picking her up. Isn't it, please?
At what stage are you putting on the radio even? Like,
I wouldn't put it on. I'd sit in silence, would you?
Yeah, you got to concentrate on the road. Like, I need to fucking get there.
Half an hour? How long is the journey before you're going? I wouldn't mind listening to a podcast. Do you mind?
Jesus Christ. It's a good question. This is a good question. It's a real, real thought-provoking question. I don't.
Would you scroll at night, like on TikTok, afterwards? It depends on
that's
the outcome.
A better question. I think that's a better question. Because I don't think you're not sticking on Bluetooth. You're not going through the effort. If someone's going to die in 20 minutes, if you don't get them to the hospital, and you only have a 10-minute like buffer zone, then you're not sticking on the fucking Bluetooth and picking a song. You'd stick on the radio, yeah. Maybe.
You would put on the radio, though.
As a distraction. Or I'd say to him, I'd say, do you want the Bluetooth? You can stick on the Bluetooth, like, if you want
as,
to.
As a kind of a sweet the deal.
Yeah.
But you're, somebody loves him, gone missing, you have to wait now until the break of dawn to start the search again. Are you going on TikTok then?
That's mad.
Because that's a mad thing to think of, isn't it?
Like, because you probably are.
You are, yeah.
I don't think so.
Do you know?
Like, maybe just like, you just do it. Not, that's just what you're going to do. Like, you do that every day. Like, so, do you just like, go on TikTok and look at people fucking dancing and shit, or whatever your algorithm's giving you, but also in the back of your head, a loved one, it could be dying.
Yeah. It's weird to
think. I don't think I'd sleep. Like, I'd be kind of like pacing the floors. I don't think I'd be on my phone scrolling at fucking TikTok. And then again, you just don't know until it happens.
I know.
Hopefully it doesn't touch wood. No. Touch the wood. It's open the press there.
I don't do that anyway. I don't go on TikTok in bed. I just play chess. Chess, honestly.
Full chess board. Full chess setup on the bed.
Chess has chess has ruined my life a little bit. Like, it, and I looked it up, and there's a condition called, I can't remember, there's a psychological condition, and it's named after the doctor that I created it, or figured it out.
Dr. Sad Bastard.
Dr. Boring Bastard.
It's basically the Tetris effect. Do you know, if you play loads of Tetris, and then like you leave the house,
you see everything as Tetris.
Everything is like, oh, you could fit like a long piece in there, or you could fit an L piece in there. Oh,
jeez, I would not like that.
That's how I feel like about chess. Remember I was saying, I said it to you before when I was on the podcast, when I started playing chess, but I was like, you're there and then there's two people there. I'm like, okay, that's a horse move. Like, and I just keep thinking in chess, and it's so...
You need to like somehow think how you can make money out of this if you're thinking about it that much.
Oh, you can't, man. Like, the chess, the grandmasters of chess are unbeatable. Like, you
so we're not putting on the Bluetooth, but we are maybe potentially. Would you play a game of chess, Joel?
Yeah.
If Moira is missing.
Yeah, because when you're playing chess, you don't think about anything else.
Okay, so
it's pure meditation. Like,
good question. Titty Brawler.
That was brilliant.
In with the two bangers there. Now, I'm going to go from that, from the sublime to the angry.
Okay.
Just listening to the last debate on where you would send aliens to when they landed in Ireland, and to my absolute disgust at Joe's flippant remark about, and inverted commas, not sending them to Drogheda.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that.
Drogheda is one of the most historic towns in Ireland. The history combined with nature flow through the town. The River Boyne runs through the heart of the town, and for thousands of years, people have gathered on its banks, from prehistoric communities to medieval merchants and modern residents. She goes on to say, and a long list of Drogheda's finer points, St. Lawrence's Gate, St. Peter's Church, famous for housing the preserved head of Oliver Plunkett, Magdalen Tower, the Old Abbey, Bully's Acre, an ancient cemetery associated with the defenders killed during Cromwell's siege of Drogheda, and the Battle of the Boyne Side at Old Bridge, just 4 kilometres from the town centre. Boyne Viaduct, a magnificent 19th century railway viaduct spanning the River Boyne. These aliens would be lucky to visit Drogheda and experience such historic treasures. That comes in from Janet Harmon, a disgruntled, proud Drogheadian.
Yeah.
Drogheadian.
What have they done recently? Like, there's everything that they've... The most recent thing there was Oliver Plunkett's head in... Which is actually kind of cool. But, like, have you... When was the last time you were in Drogheda? I went to the St. Patrick's Day parade in Drogheda this year. And it was... That was the... Like, it's not going to get any more livelier than that. And it was still shit. It was it's a bleak, bleak place.
Okay. You're still standing by your...
And I can have loads of history all at once. Do you know what? Dublin has loads of history, but
everywhere
it's also
has
a lot
loads
of
history, doesn't it?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Battle of the Boyne. Oh, a lot of people died there. Great. What, you want to send an alien there? It's a hill now. That's all it is.
Piece of the moon was in Finglas.
Yeah, who cares? It was a shite. It's not nice now. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
With all that history, you would think that they'd put more effort into Drogheda.
Yeah. Do you think it peaked then, like hundreds of years ago, Drogheda, and hasn't?
Peaked? No, man. There's like battles there. Like, people died there. Nobody wanted to be there. They just like were there.
Were there?
They were there.
Where there's originals.
Jesus. There you go, Janet Harmon. He's not for budging, is our Joseph.
Yeah, it's a kip.
Charles the Clerk. Charles, oh, very good. Charles the Clerk. Charles the Clerk is neither, or Leclerc is neither some Formula One driver. Oh. Anyway, it's a play on that. He's in Glasnevin. We need to know that.
It's very niche.
Love the pod and all that goes with it. My question to you is this. Can you describe a day either of you have had in the last year that you would describe as close to perfect? If there hasn't been one, aw. But what would it be? So a day in the last year or so that you would go, oh, Jesus, that was a 9.5.
The only perfect day you can ever have is when nobody asks you to do anything.
So you have
and
no
that
obligations.
Doesn't happen ever.
No obligations.
Do you know what's nice?
The day that no one asks you to do anything.
When you're really sick. Like,
and it's like,
flu-y. And someone's taking it earlier. And, oh,
I want a magazine.
Yeah. When I had knee surgery and I couldn't walk. So I couldn't go to work and I couldn't do anything around the house.
I mean, there's not much you can do there, so.
And people just taking care of you. That's lovely.
Falling out.
But the pain of the knee not somehow detracted.
No, because you're on mad medications that are lovely and stuff. That
just
there, adds
like
to it.
That watching fucking Recess. By Hey Arnold.
Recess?
Hey Arnold or Cat Dog or something. Can I have toast?
You're going back to your childhood. You're going
I want like toast. No, this is only last week, man.
Hey Arnold or Cat Dog. Oh.
Do you want that in the shop? Yeah.
So that was the most perfect line.
The Match magazine.
The nearest you've been.
That hasn't been in years. So fucking sore. That was before the kids.
The perfect day is when no one asks you to do anything.
So can you describe your perfect day then? I mean, apart from just like asking.
You wake up. She's still asleep. Mm-hmm. You go in and do what you want to do in the sitting room for a bit.
What's that?
Jesus.
Have a game with the new James Bond game. Have a game of
that's
that.
That's it. You're going in, sitting down, unbothered.
Still asleep.
Bond. She's
still asleep. She wakes up and doesn't say anything. But at the minute she wakes up, she's going to say, I'm hungry. Will you make me breakfast? But the day that she doesn't do that and then just continues on will be... I like that. Like she fucking asks me for things or I do things for her. Like that's
I'm
fine.
I'm
going
to try and help you get yourself out of a situation.
But you know one of them days. Then your ma would ring you or something and say, I was watching this morning show and you're on talking about them cards you collect. They're worth loads of money. Like, yeah, I don't care. I'm fucking just leaves alone.
Okay, look, you're ruining your imaginary day here. You don't have to do that. I'm asking you to tell us then. You've played James Bond. Amy's gotten up. She's fed herself.
Yeah.
Jesus.
The bar is so low.
This is. And then do you leave the house? Where would you go ideally? Perfect day.
Well, then you go over and get a coffee in the shop.
Yeah.
And you're content.
They come
and then like someone comes up and just talks to you.
You
like,
don't have to have this doesn't have to happen.
That's what I'm saying. But it does happen.
Okay, but you've free reign now to pick and choose your perfect day. You can construct your perfect day. You don't have to infiltrate it.
The perfect day for me is every day, but just no one talking to me.
Okay, right. I can make that happen immediately.
But like Amy has to do like sign language for things she wants.
Joe,
she's just about to go.
Joe, what's your perfect? Like, I mean, apart from having a broken leg.
I tell you what, waking up in a holiday resort. But Moira's already gotten up with the kids and taken them out.
So it's the same thing.
There's a theme here.
It's the same thing. Like, but like, but Moira's gone. She's just gone. She just doesn't come back.
Darren starts his day, not even naming her. She's asleep. She doesn't say anything. That's the start of it.
No, I'm not saying that she can't talk. I'm just saying like, but she's taking the kids away and stuff like that. And then, and she's taking the kids away. And I get up and I have...
For the fourth time you've said it.
Do you know how many times you just said that? Four times. Consecutively. And she's taking the kids away. And she's taking the kids away.
Yeah.
And she's taking the kids
but
away.
But the kids are gone.
Yeah, they're gone. She's taking them away. Like. See, do you understand? They're gone.
But then like, I suppose it'd be grand for a day, but then like you'd miss them, wouldn't you? And you'd want them to ask you for breakfast.
Yeah, no, but not even. But they could. But like, then there's a lovely little bit of breakfast and there's a mimosa.
Yeah, yeah.
there's a mimosa beside that's been left there. Do you know what I mean?
On the balcony.
Yeah, and my phone's fully charged, and there's a book there, and there's like
the crypto is up.
It's quiet. It's calm. That is what
you
I
get to get on the laptop, do a bit of trading.
No, that just stressed me out, man. That's just
and are you going for a swim?
No, it stay dry for now, and then
Pablo, the resort guy. You like some Miguel's?
Do you want to play some? Again, that'll make more sense in the main episode.
Oh, sorry, that's the main episode reference there. Sorry.
But then the kids would come back and they say, "Hey, Daddy," and they'd be lovely.
They're all talking like father. Talking like British.
Father,
yeah,
Daddy.
They'd say, "Papa,
come fly a kite with us, father."
And I'd say, fly a kite with us. Imagine. Not a chance.
And I'd say, fuck off. And then they'd say, okay, Papa, but we still love you. And I'd say, good, that's all I need. And then they'd be gone again. And so would Maura. Maura still hasn't been back.
Jesus.
She's off there in the village.
And there would be...
buying horses.
There'd be a bit of I'd look out there and there'd be a bit of entertainment on in like, the distance. No shit. Yeah, a little bit. And then I don't know, yeah, just kind of just relax and
a couple of beers then. Maybe later on and
yeah, so I started with the mimosas to be drinking throughout the day for sure.
I think that's like a lot.
What?
For a happy day. It's a lot to ask for. All I'm asking for is Amy not to ask me to bring the dogs out or feed them. And let me play James Bond.
So good. That's it. And then night time, do we need to ask or do you want to get into any detail?
Oh, you would go swim. I'd go into the pool then as well for a little bit with the kids. I'd play with the kids for a little bit. But then when you start annoying me again, I'd just say, Maura. And I'd just say, yes, Joe. And she'd take the kids off again. And then I'd go back up to me high castle. Me high tower of sorts.
Do you know who you sound like?
You know, go on.
Andrew Tate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, so like, he's a horrible cunt and all, but like, sometimes what he says, something, you know, a broken clock is right two times a day, darling.
What?
Like,
I don't get that one.
No, and then a little bit of entertainment. I go somewhere with the kids. That I don't have to entertain them, but I can dip in and out. But just like low expectation, I'm not like fully.
So you're one of them. Louis Theroux is going to come in here. Is that you're kind of a slightly distant dad?
He just wants to be part.
Want to be observant.
It's almost like a Victorian dad.
Yeah, it's almost like
seen but not heard.
Like the manosphere. It's like the manosphere.
You know it's really. Not like the manosphere. You're saying that you don't want your wife talking.
Have the children brought to me, presented to me. You can take them away now.
You're saying you don't want your partner talking.
School. Are you studying?
You're saying you don't want your partner talking.
Are you enjoying sports?
Imagine, I'd probably be bored out of my fucking head. I'd be like, will you just talk? Please.
Why are you not talking to me?
Oh, fuck.
The genie is like, but this is what you wanted, darling.
I really want to clean the piss. I really want to get the carpet cleaner out and clean the piss. Just ask me.
Oh, stop.
Oh, my God, lads.
I don't know.
That's a good one. And then that's it. It's game over. The day is done.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it's back to normal.
And then they were like, why the fuck wasn't I able to talk yesterday?
Oh, sorry, guys.
What did you do to me?
Listen, that question we got. Is there one more for us? Or?
We've got Brianna in Knock Griffin. Jesus.
Knock Griffin?
Yeah, where's that?
Lock Griffin.
Knock Griffin?
Knock Griffin. Griffin. Knock Griffin.
Knock Griffith, is it?
I think that's in Hogwarts.
Hogwarts. If you could choose one species of animal to take over the world, which would it be and why? You can't say apes. Fair enough. Also, what secret skill do you daydream about having? My answers are, for the first question, Jack Russell, take over the world, and Brianna would love to be able to breakdance. So, what animals would you have taken over the world? That you could live with now, like, I mean...
Giraffe.
Oh, yeah.
Just kind of seem easy going. Just chomping and whittling that.
Yeah, seem very chill, yeah.
Just eating high leaves.
Sloths.
Oh, you get nothing done.
I slow everything down. And then.
It's like the Irish government. Yes.
Oh, is it a bit political?
Yeah, it's a political joke.
Political klaxon. Jack Russell, I think, is a bad choice.
It's, would have went with just all dogs, like dogs just in general.
Go for a particular breed, but I think a Jack Russell is a poor choice there from Brianna. I think it'd be too hyper and aggressive.
I think the better question is, what kind of dog would you like to run the world?
What kind of dog?
Saint Bernard.
A collie?
Very smart.
A Great Dane? The Danes do things right.
They have a very short lifespan.
That's what you want.
Do you?
4 years.
7, I think. To 10.
Yeah, but like a government is only 4 or 5 years, isn't it?
Yeah. Wouldn't have a pug do it anyway.
No.
Oh, Jesus.
A chihuahua. God, Jesus.
They'd just be biting everything.
Mm. Be shite. And any secret skill you love to have that you've daydreamed about having?
Playing football.
Good baller. Flying a plane.
You'd love to be able to. But you said that's easy.
Yeah, well, I think it's easy to do.
Okay.
If you practice.
But I've never done it.
So you'd like to be able to.
Literally, I really genuinely want to do flight lessons and do do all that. I feel like it's something that I'm going to do. I just haven't done it yet.
Maybe in the world of Cocker Spaniels, you could fly a plane in that world that's run by dogs.
Now, I could see a St. Bernard flying a plane. Real captain hat.
There's a cartoon. Is that not a cartoon?
If it isn't, it should be.
What's the cartoon of the fucking... Is it a dog flying a plane in it? What's that cartoon?
Snoopy, is it? I don't know. Dastardly and Muddly.
Catch the Pigeon.
Oh, yeah. Dastardly and Muddly.
Yeah, is that a dog flying the plane?
It's Dastardly and Muddly.
They're trying to catch the pigeons, yeah. I think there's a...
But there's a dog flying... That's a dog flying a plane.
It's like a two-seater...
It's a two-seater Cessna.
I'd like them to. What breed are they?
Ooh, what breed of dog is Muttley?
Did you see the new? They're doing a new Scooby Doo for Netflix, and it's like the Scooby Doo is like a real dog, and it's just like
origin
story, but it's like just a puppy. It just looks weird. It's just a puppy doggy.
Ah.
It's not like CGI or Ant where it looks like has the pointy ears. It's just like a dog.
It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Oh, so Muttley is a mix of Bloodhound, Pointer, Airedale and an indeterminate hunting dog.
Too much going on there.
That's a lot. Yeah, Dick Dastardly's snickering sidekick.
Do you like that one?
That was good. Anyway, there you go. So we've a world run by giraffes. And Joe's flying the plane. Darren, what was your secret?
Football.
Football, you're playing ball.
A piano as well.
There we go, lads. So that wraps up the bonus. Well done. Well done, well done.
Well done, everyone.
Very proud of you.
Okay. Right. If you have any more questions that you want to get off your chest, send them into Stala at goloudnow.com. And Ed will siphon through all the hay and get to the good ones.
And print them up and read them out.
Yep, as you do. As you were.
Lovely.
Bye.